You know, this walk is not easy at all. If it was easy, then we would all in this world be walking in one accord. But it's not. Ever since the time of Adam and Eve, when Adam and Eve bit the apple, sin was conceived in the world. But it wasn't until Jesus Christ came and showed up that he set the captives free. I'm here to tell you today that I know that sometimes we go through a lot, especially with our own emotions. And sometimes we don't know how to forgive ourselves over the things that we have done. Especially as Christians, sometimes we don't know how to go to the Father and ask for forgiveness because we are so deep into our own emotions that we don't know how to ask. But the Bible says that if you ask, you shall receive. You see, God is not looking for someone to be absolutely perfect. He's looking for a willing heart to be able to carry his cross and walk with it daily. It's to start denying yourself and to let God increase in your life. God is merciful to all, especially those who ask for forgiveness. And true repentance is not about just doing it one time and then do it again. True repentance is an absolute 180. It's a 180 to turn around from your sin so you can show and prove that God does exist in your life. Like I said before, if Jesus can raise Lazarus from the dead, then he can raise you from the dead. Follow the cross. Do not be disturbed and do not listen to the wiles of the enemy, because he is a schemer. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. But I'm here to tell you that we serve a God, an almighty God, that will forgive your sins, accept it, move on, and never do it again. Amen.